Coach Keith, could you talk about the transition here to the new staff and the link from the past and how you all plan to move forward here?
Coach Quinn and I both coached together under Nick Saban at the Miami Dolphins. So he was the D-line coach there. I obviously coached special teams there. So we spent 2 years together. Stayed in touch ever since. And I've seen his career, at the University of Florida and then going out to Seattle. And, we just stayed in touch. And, moving forward, I think we have a pretty good relationship. So I'm excited and looking forward to working with him. I'm glad he retained me. Happy to be here and looking forward to working with him.
Did you notice his potential there back in those the Miami days that he might be a head coach, and what were some of those traits?
I thought he was a very detailed guy, very good with the players, always positive, looking for something positive in the player. He was always more interested in what the guy could do and actually adjusting with what that guy could do individually. So, yeah, you saw, he was very detailed with his players individually and specifically with their technique.
Coach, can you kind of talk about the dynamic now? A lot of new faces on the coaching staff, and just developing a chemistry with the new coaches and the excitement you have going forward.
Yeah, I don't hardly know any of the guys myself, you know what I mean? You're trying to get to know guys, and every day there's two or three new guys that come in the room, and, there's some young guys. We're trying to get to know each other, and I'm sure I'll probably work more than anybody else. I'll probably work with the younger coaches. And I'll get those guys all introduced to special teams, and they'll all share a part of teams with me and help me out. So Richard Smith I've worked with at the Miami Dolphins. I know him. Very intense coach, good football coach. Obviously being here with Brian Cox, I'm fine with him. I've never worked with Shanahan, so we'll see how that all balances out, because you're tied into special teams and you're going to get into the personnel, and how we're going to share the personnel and all that type of stuff. So it'll be interesting, but hey, I treat it like this. I didn't have to move, but it's a new job and you have to take that approach. So
how much are you able to help with some of the new guys as they get into player evaluations, things like that? Are they picking your brain on any of these guys?
Yeah, we sit in on the personnel. We talked about personnel the last couple of days. And, obviously I've lived with people. I've lived with some of the guys. So I know some of their attitudes and the positives / negatives, if you want to go there about that. So, you have to be open and upfront about what guys can and can't do. And it'll be beneficial to them. But to be quite honest, I'd rather a guy develop his own or form his own opinion about a guy first before I interject my opinion. So I've kind of been reserved about what I feel about a particular guy. I want to hear what you think about him, because that way I get another perspective on it as well.
Good guys. You take that approach to not maybe infiltrate their kind of thought processes, or maybe make a bias for the new evaluation.
Right, exactly. Because now you go in and you say, "Well, I love this guy." Well, then now he's got to find a way. He's only human. He's going to find a way to hey, okay, what's he like about him? Versus going in and saying, "Hey, these are the positives on this guy. These are his negatives," and move on from there. I don't want to taint a player one way or the other. So.
Talk about your kicker. Matt Bryan didn't show any signs of slippage last year. Had another good year for you.
Yeah, he did a great job for us. Obviously a very confident, strong kicker. And, he's a good man. So and did a really nice job for us last year.
The lines of not trying to get your coaches to form an opinion on players based on the insight that you have. Have you been able to maybe talk to some of your players, would be open to answering their questions about Coach Quinn, since you've had experience with him as well?
Go ahead and give that to me again. I'm not quite sure.
Open to speaking to your players and answering their questions about Coach Quinn, since you've had that previous experience with him before.
Sure. Yeah, I would. I think that what they're going to do, though, is they're going to come in and try to go meet him themselves and introduce themselves to him and you know, they're going to understand right off the bat that it's going to be about competition, you know, and compete and effort. And that's what he's about, you know. So I think that message will get out there pretty quick.
How different are different head coaches about how special teams are made up? You know, you talk about sharing guys. And mm-hmm. Have you talked to Dan specifically about what his vision is and what you get to play from?
Yes, we talked about that yesterday, in fact, and we're going to meet more as we go to the combine, but he wrote on a piece of paper and handed it to me today in a meeting, and he wrote speed and underlined it and handed me the piece of paper. So, you know, so I think he's in tune with it. He knows it. You know, and his philosophy is, hey, look, if you can run, and if whether you're a starter or a backup, if you can run, you're going to play on special teams.
Some coaches are more okay with starters.
Right.
And sometimes you say, well, he can't play special
exactly.
teams. What's Dan's?
I think and I haven't gotten there yet with him, but I think this, and this is what I'd say, is if it's punt team, if you're a good player, you're going to be on it. You know, kickoff coverage, we'll see. You know, punt return, kickoff return, probably more of a backup type role, or, you know, which is typical of most coaches. But special teams to him are big, and if you can cover, you know, we're not going to lose a game on punt. You're going to punt the ball whether you win or lose. You're going to punt the ball 6 to 8 times a game. And at the end of the game, if you're winning, you're going to get a lot of pressures, and you're out there to manage the game. So you got to have good players on it, as you know. And I think that's going to be his approach.
What has it been like for you personally and professionally over the last 2 months with the changes that have come about?
You just kind of hold your water, you know. You know, I don't read much. I listen to all you guys on the radio, you know, because I have to get a little insight and find out what's going on. But you really just kind of stay the pace, and, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You're not in control of it. So it's a long waiting process. There's no question about it. You know, you just know that, hey, my body of work is good. It's been positive. You know, hopefully something will work out in my favor.
You were retained, that obviously showed that what you brought and what you have been bringing to the organization was something that they valued. How did you feel about that?
I felt good. You know, it's kind of a silent compliment, you know what I mean? Obviously, we can always get better. We need to get better. But understanding that from day to day, that's what you do. And in order to build on that, you've got to be demanding every day. And at the end of the season, you know, if things turn out well for you, you've done your job.